Great to have your company on Sports Day. Time now for the Toolkit Depot. Depot dollars have been extended until Thursday at Toolkit Depot. Get more kit, earn more depot dollars. And we're joined by the 2022 Darker Kerr medalist. Her name is Sharon Wong from the East Fremantle Football Club. She finished on 18 votes to beat her East Fremantle captain, Ashley Gomes, and reigning Darker Kerr medalist, Ella Smith, by 4 votes. They finished on 14. She joins us for a chat now. Sharon, congratulations.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Mark and Adam, for having me today. Thanks very much for the recognition. I mean, didn't really expect it, so yeah, just happy to be here.
You should have expected something, though, because you finished runner-up last season. You had a really good 2022. Was there some anxiety, some nerves last night, albeit, as you say, it's all really about Saturday with the Waffle W Grand Final. But last night, it must have been a nice recognition to the work that you've done over quite a few years.
I mean, I just really unexpected and really grateful for the award. As you mentioned, I think Ash Gomes and Ella Smith were runner-ups and they had amazing seasons as well. So I wouldn't have been surprised if one of those girls was sitting up there as well. I think I was more nervous about actually having to have a speech, but yeah. It's a pretty nice outcome though. So yeah.
It's great. Great to see you take out the award after being close before. Was there anything that you could pinpoint this season? Did you think you'd gone to another level, or why you might have caught a few more votes or a bit more attention this season?
I have no idea. I think maybe the only reason is we've been able to set up our club, East Rio, pretty well. We've got a great support staff. With Mickey Harwood at the top as the coaching manager, but then we've also got Matt Templeton as well as the new league coach. And then supporting that is just Darren O'Donnell and Flora Finesse, who look after, I guess, all the other stuff that us players don't have to deal with. And that's just really awesome to have around you. And that just, I guess, brings the best out in all three grades this year, which is working out well so far.
It has been a great culture that East Fremantle have, and a lot of success over the journey as well. The culture that's obviously bred to a pretty winning one, and you've had an excellent season as a team.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate in the league team, but also in reserves and youthies. All three grades are into the grand final this weekend, and we're super excited. We've worked really hard for this, and whatever the outcome may be, I think we'll just enjoy it and enjoy the day. Really looking forward to Saturday for sure.
Speaking to Sharon Wong, the 2022 Darker Kerr medalist, and that was awarded last night. You've been described, Sharon, and you might find this a little embarrassing, but the best player never to have been drafted. The AFLW draft is on tomorrow night. Has it been a source of disappointment in any way for you not getting that opportunity?
I try not to dwell on it too much. Yeah, it's a little bit disappointing, but it's okay. It's not meant to be. But I'm sure that, fingers crossed, someone from East Freo tomorrow gets drafted to one of the teams coming up, especially with all the expansion teams as well. So really looking forward to the draft tomorrow to see if someone I know gets picked up, because I'm sure it will be well-deserved as well.
Absolutely. I think it's fair to say that number one pick for the West Coast Eagles will be Ella Roberts. She's just a terrific young player from Peel and arguably the best player in the draft. Just having seen you play a couple of times, Sharon, and most recently in the second semi-final, I tell you what, you're a slight of frame. I'm not sure how tall you are, but you find the footy and you don't mind getting at the bottom of the packs. That been something you've prided yourself on throughout your career?
I think, maybe being closer to the ground, maybe it's easy for me to pick up the ball, but I used to play touch football as well, so fortunate to have a different sports background, which, you know, helps with those ground ball pickups, but just the leverage what you have, so.
You do it really well. You've had great success, as perhaps mentioned, 3-time East Fremantle Ferris and Best, played in 4 Sharks premierships. Could be 5 this Saturday against Claremont. It is effectively A Tigers home game, they bid, their club bid for the right to host it at Revo Fitness Stadium. You had a really tight second semi-final against them. They jumped you early. They led by 8 points at half-time. But you still remain unbeaten through the season. Is there pressure on the players, the girls? Are they embracing what could be a perfect year?
I mean, for the group, and I think that's led by our captain, Ash Gomes, is just to enjoy the moment, follow the process and trust the process. The outcome may be the outcome, but it's definitely an improvement from last year when we missed the finals. So I think whatever the outcome will be, I think we'll be pretty happy with just being there on Saturday, enjoying the game. Grand finals don't come around too often. And so we're all pretty lucky for all three grades just to be there. So, yeah.
It'll be a big occasion. What's the key to beating Claremont?
I think it's just whatever happens on the day. I think both teams will bring the best. As you mentioned, the previous semi-final was really close. And Claremont have had a great season. I think it's their first grand final, I think maybe in 20 years or so, in the women's league. So I think they've played such a great season. So it's definitely hard to pick, but yeah, fingers crossed. East Freo, enjoy the chocolates.
And how have you seen the season as a whole? I think the competition just seems to be getting stronger year on year, both in AFLW but Waffle W as well, and it continues to build. How have you seen it?
Yeah, pretty lucky to be around the league for a while, and yeah, really excited for the young talent that's coming through. And yeah, as you mentioned, that Ella Roberts is going to be picked up potentially for the first round, and that's just an epitome of like the talent that's coming through from the youthies and such, and that builds and feeds into our league teams as well. And it's been really an improved quality this year, and really excited to see where it goes in the future. And for our team as well, we've got such great youth within our league squad as well. People like Sippy Fish and Taya Chambers. Yeah, they're really exciting. They're amazing at football. Their skills are amazing. So, yeah. I'm really excited for the future for Waffle W and AFLW as well.
Yeah, no question. The Waffle W expanding, West Perth coming in this season. Had some struggles, as South Fremantle has done when they came in as the most recent side before the Falcons, but they had a better year this year. So that's all taking shape. Sharon, finally, having been to a few Waffle W games now, what I know this is, even if there's 1,000 people or 1,500 people, they make twice the amount of noise than a Waffle crowd. They are so much into it. Do you actually feel it and hear it when you're out on the ground, the passion and the excitement from your supporters or even those barracking for the other side?
Yeah, the crowds have been amazing this year. We even went up to Northampton, also against Claremont, midway through the year this year, and the crowd was enormous there as well. I think it's just the increase in quality of the football and the increased interest in our league. It's really amazing to have people at the footy supporting us just as a whole, and that builds and improves our game as well, I believe. So yeah, it's really exciting to see what happens on Saturday. Looking forward to seeing the crowd. I think last year they had about 3,000 or so in attendance, and that's like an improvement from the years prior. So I'm super excited to see what it's like at Claremont Stadium on Saturday.
Could be a huge week for you, Sharon. The medal last night, a grand final, perhaps a premiership on Saturday afternoon. It's a great few days for you potentially. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day and best of luck in the grand final.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Mark and Adam.
There it is, Sharon Wong, the 2022 Dakar Kerr medalist. What a win it was to her last night by 4 votes at Crown Perth. Stay with us. We're here for Kia EV6 and Sportage, the cars of the year. More of Sports Day coming your way right after this.